Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening. You're on the air. This is Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, Spiritual Growth and Development. We are so glad that you've tuned in to our program today. And we are located at the upper level of Bethany Union Church at 1750 West 103rd Street. You have been joining us on Wednesdays, let's chat over coffee and kingdom culture. All kinds of topics that the saints are studying and seeking direction and inspiration. Should Christians date? Should Christians listen to secular music? Birth control. We have had some very powerful discussion, and we are enjoying the dialogue and the interaction that we have with one another, and we are learning that relationship with God and Holy Spirit is the key and the answer to all our questions, and as we seek Him, we find Him. And we find His will for our actions, our position, whether it is political, whether it is religious or professional, whether it's family-oriented, whatever the position that we need to take and the mindset that we need to have, we find it as we seek the Lord and His wisdom. He said, if those that lack wisdom, you want wisdom, just ask. He freely gives His wisdom, which gives us, we acknowledge Him, He will definitely direct our thinking, our response, our reaction, our action, our words, and our desires. He will even give us standards that are in line with Him, and then we become a sanctuary for Him. And wherever we go, His standard is the standard that we will project. So as we wait on the physical location to come online, we will enjoy the ministry of music from some of the anointed psalmists and musicians and songwriters that help to enlighten and encourage our own journey with their gifting.
My heart.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We are waiting on the physical location to come online, and our computer has gone in the mode of updating. So we do ask you to just be patient with us.
I struggle with. Well, I guess I want to know, as your champion, what is their role? Like, are they? Yeah, like, what are they saying? Prayer stretch. You know, are they endorsing or supporting their lifestyle? Or yeah, I'm not going to have.
Okay. Someone said they have to have a conversation. It's time to pull them in the office. What do we do?
Are currently live on Blog Talk Radio.
She was letting Blog Talk know that they can proceed for. Anybody else in the room? What do you do?
To
that question.
When we come in, like, politics and everything, you know what I'm saying? I just leave it, God.
My man said, I stay away. I know that's right.
But I know there's much I can do. You know what I'm saying? That God could. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can, you know what I'm saying? With their occasion. You know what I'm saying? They look at it. But once God can't get it, give it to you better. You know what I'm saying? As long as everybody can get it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
How do you address being in a pastoral leadership or over leadership and an individual from your church, Reformation, is endorsing and supporting alternative lifestyle that is against what you believe? How do you address it? I know somebody has a thought about it.
Yes, someone does. However, I don't necessarily know that support meaning do you vote for them? Do you agree with them? Obviously, the answer should be no. When someone is making a definite stand against something that supported in Scripture, I think that Christians have an and leaders have an obligation to share God's viewpoint, a God's eye view, and people will do what they're going to do. I believe that if that person is in leadership, that they should be in agreement with the doctrine of the house and what's put forth by the leader themselves. And I believe that they then, being on heart, will have the wisdom and the insight to properly direct their flock. I don't know that there is a candidate that exists that has not in some way maintained a position on a subject that's against biblical standards. So I don't know that if one is more prevalent than another, you know, do we acknowledge that? I think that any time sin has taken a center stage, it is the church's responsibility to make sure that God's eye view is known based on the Word of God. So that's it.
Amen. That was good positive feedback, Overseer.
We worked hard to keep flesh out.
You did a good job. The question is, or the issue that arose was, you are a pastoral leader, maybe you're over a reformation, and an individual within your congregation, an individual within your reformation is publicly endorsing a candidate who is publicly known in an alternative lifestyle. What do you do as a pastoral leader, as a leader of a reformation? How do you address the individual? Or do you address the individual? Do you have a spiritual responsibility as a leader to address the individual in that situation?
You know, and I do want to add to that, I believe that whatever is done publicly must be addressed publicly. So if the individual maybe is just saying one-on-one to individuals, and even at that, I still think that the stand of the pastor and the leader should be made public knowledge so that anybody that's not in harmony with that, that everyone will know that it is not in line with the doctrine of that particular organization or church. And again, I think when people are of a mind to do something that they just want to do, that would fall under the area that we talked about as it relates to discipline and that whole process. You know, and if at some point that process is continued to be discounted, then, you know, again, we proceed with what the Word of God say. Put them up.
Yeah, with that, for me, I believe if you led by the Spirit, didn't need to be a judge. Because if Jesus is just homosexual, fornication, and all that, and you're not welcome in the house with all that, what makes a difference in those who are having authority when God say, do this? And that's why I believe there's a lot of shield code going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of people ain't being saved, like the old folks, I guess. You know, a lot of power. You know, everybody wants to work out that. You know what I'm saying? Scared to be perfect. Like, if God said it. You know? And I believe that if God ain't leading, then don't try to do it in your flesh. Now, if God leading, then so be it. It's what God said. You know what I'm saying? But everyone that's in the body, know the truth. You know, like with me. Like I asked God, if he has a ministry on me, I don't want it if I'm going to be dead in my flesh. If I'm going to be checking stuff right the game. No, to let God do it. I don't want to be throwing paper. And I'm going to be beating God's word. Knowing that's the truth. I don't want to be lying. God, that I'm lying. And that's the truth. So, you know, why would I feel like that? God wants to deal with all of them. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that I don't think, okay, but I'm trying to approach it. Okay. Okay. And then I'm feeling, you saying that God says the Lord, yeah, so be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be it. I mean, what is all the big church calls on my little one? I'm just in my way. That's all right, and they can do it to be. That's not okay. That's not pleasing to God. You know? It's okay for the body. You know what I'm saying? And like with me, it's not okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with it. I don't think it's my health care.
Yes, Pastor Connie, you was going to say something. Myself. That's what I can do.
was there, I was late, so I apologize. So there's a distinction made between publicly endorsing and voting for?
Yes. So the question is, so what do you do as a leader? So do Pastor Connie have a spiritual responsibility to publicly address Pastor Lazarus, who is running for mayor and has known as an alternative lifestyle? So that is the question.
So, this is hypothetical.
Yes, all hypothetically.
Right. So, Pastor Lazarus is running for office.
Pastor Lazarus is running for office.
Okay.
And I'm endorsing her.
And I get that.
And I am a
leader under Pastor Connie.
I'm a leader under Pastor Connie. I am either in her church as a leader, I am in her reformation as one of her leaders. Do she address me? Do she make an know about me? Not necessarily Pastor Lazarus, who's the mayor. She may not have an opinion whether she wants to run or talk or say anything, but do she address me? And I am serving as her chaplain. I am publicly known. I am supporting her. I'm holding her banner and her stickers on the back of my car. Do we, as a leader, have a spiritual responsibility to
the one in Obama shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think so, just in line with what we were talking about as far as, you know, you need to find out whether it's a fault. It's not a matter of, you know, just trying to pluck something out of his eye. It's a matter of trying to make known to them that, you know, this doesn't have the appearance of God. And so, especially as a leader, if I'm over this reformation, mm-hmm. and I'm Pastor Connie and I'm over this reformation, then, yeah, we need to sit down and talk about these things. Have a conversation. I definitely need to pray fast before I go to it because I don't want you to jump on me.
So
I have to jump on me.
So,
so
we can try. So, you know, just making sure that I fast and pray about it before.
But you have to address it. I think that the problem in the body of Christ is that we let too many things go
mm-hmm.
unaddressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a free for all.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't, you know, we haven't addressed it. We haven't made a stand on anything. And people just doing whatever they feel like doing. Which is one of the things that I appreciate about this house.
Mm-hmm.
Is because you didn't call out. So, hey, you know, and sit down until you decide you need to do that. And so I really feel like it's important for us to address you know, when it comes to this particular topic, my nephew had made a point on Facebook and said something, and I was sitting there trying to decide from a state and a church kind of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is my path running through and they open my ears, we need to know. But I think when you, this is me, my opinion, or keep it down for now.
Mm-hmm.
When you start talking about faith and the world system and what they're doing, as me personally voting, I'm not voting for you. But if you're running for it, then that's on you. The problem there was that, you know, am I as a minister or a little reformation endorsing? No, I'm not endorsing you because I don't believe that. And so I can't. I'm right then and there. You are being a crook. You saying you trust the word of God, but you back it.
No. No. Yeah.
But it says obey those who rule over you and submit them. For they watch out for yourself and those who must give account. So let them be filled with joy and not be grieved, for that would be unprofitable from you. But the pastor comes, you know, they come clean and say something. I can obey her and be forgiven.
So you're saying if
but I don't have a chance. The church, because she's talking to me, and I know, and I was the Holy Ghost and let her know when I'm out of faith. Because the pastor at home has had all the focus, right? And I can always step down.
Who should step down? I'm not for sure if I'm understanding what you're saying.
If after God tells you to do something, right? And how do you handle this account? I'm saying that we don't have to bring the church, bring that person before the church. Because being a pastor, I should be a tool to the Holy Spirit voice. And remove myself from that situation.
Okay.
And that was a call for to have room for spirit within that person.
So you're saying that the individual who we're talking about on their reformation and you address it to them, okay. All right. Anybody else? Good conversation. Good thoughts.
That's okay. What you said about relationship, the most past, you understand, it's okay for home place. It does be
you are my pastor, okay? You're my pastor, and I am supporting an individual who is a public candidate, and they are open about their, heck, homosexual lifestyle, gambling lifestyle, all kinds of things. So do you, as my pastor, approach me and say, Mike, the word of God says, boom, 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 and then what do you do with me? That's the question. So the question is this. So let's do a roundabout. The question is this. Do I have a spiritual responsibility, yes or no?
Yes.
Do I have a spiritual responsibility? Yes. Spiritual responsibility?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Spiritual responsibility? Spiritual responsibility to address me. Do you have a spirit? Isn't that the scenario you gave? So the scenario is this. I am under a leadership. I am part of your reformation, Apostle Shinette's reformation. I am a leader under the Labors of Christ Word Life Center, and I am publicly endorsing, Pastor Lazarus, who's a candidate for mayor. I am publicly their chaplain. I am supporting them, and they have an alternative lifestyle. Do you have a spiritual responsibility to address Apostle Shinette? She's stuffing stars smarter than her mouth. You want us to come back to you? So far, we got yes all in a room. What did you say? Yes? You say what? You need me to mind my business?
To address everything, not just my alternative lifestyle. I think when you pick and choose what you address, then you give measurement to sin, or you give weight to sin. And so I think if I am on a platform and I support putting a casino at O'Hara, you know, I support the gambling law. Yeah, I support, you know, whatever that's clear against. So I think you need to address all that. You can't just pick out my alternative lifestyle.
I mean, and we can't address all that. You know, I think the bigger question is
prove that unmarried mothers and fathers, you know, and everything. I mean, you gotta go through my whole thing, my whole platform.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Block talk. Okay. Go ahead.
One second. Go ahead.
Okay.
last year she was saying that, but I guess because our personal life that is the topic, is the subject, but yeah.
Franka Apostle, did you get your thing? Yes. Okay. All right, Blog Talk. Somebody on Blog Talk?
Blog Talk.
What?
Yes. I believe that the thing that changes that scenario that Pastor Marnette brought up is if, as a candidate, you are declaring this is what you want and this is who you are, and, you know, and if that's your declaration, I do think that we as Christians, no matter what it is, if you declare I'm a gambler and I'm going to keep gambling, whatever. And I know this may seem, that's controversial. You're not being a candidate for God. You're a candidate for man. It is your responsibility then to address the issues of the people that are putting you in office. And there are sinners out there just putting folk in office. And if that's the office you're running for, and that is what your people want, then as a candidate, you can say, yep, this is what I will do for you. Okay, I'll get you right so you can have an abortion because that's what your people want. However, if I come and I endorse that candidate as a leader in a church, then I'm saying I agree with the program that you're going to put forth. And I think that's where we have to, actually, I don't even know how in this world we don't vote at all because, no one has the platform of God, other than a run for office. So apparently somebody could be running for office. And then we have a good choice. But aside from that, God is going to get in who he wants to get in. And sometimes he does that to punish the people. I give you what you want so that you will then know, the error of your ways. So it's just I think politically speaking, someone mentioned it, the church should always, somebody has to put forth what God said. Or people can say, I didn't know. So somebody needs to be saying something. And if those that are of the household of faith are saying something contradictory, then somebody needs to bring clarity to the situation. Not clarity, but God's will to the situation. So I don't know how other people feel, but that's kind of, my insight. That's it.
What do you think?
I think you should address it. I think that you should address the leader and, you go from there. I think that your spiritual responsibility is to address them, to talk to them, and what they do with it then becomes their own responsibility.
So, in Psalm 133, it talks about oil, first of all, right up on the hair, going down upon the beard. So if you have an address to a particular leader, a lifestyle, check the members of the church and see how many are falling under that umbrella that person is in. If the pastor is a womanizer, just check the members of that church because there's a hole that's coming from the top, right? Coming down. It falls close in the church. Check out if it's okay for if you have children out of wedlock, or they have had children out of wedlock, check the church and see what's going on in the church. And then you wonder, why is it so bad? I think you should be addressed to them, stepping up to God. Because it's falling in the church. It's coming up in the church. And you can say, I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay, from a governmental perspective. think it is also interesting that they're in place because Christians did not endorse a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, maybe they didn't agree with the platform or
you just tickle me.
So I think it's a few things that we have to learn. Do we have a responsibility to say, hey, you know, prophet, you're endorsing Jimmy Cricket. And Jimmy Cricket stands for stuff that is the church is against, stuff that's a sin. And so I need you to know that Jimmy Cricket's platform is offensive as a believer. So when we confront the people, what are we saying? Do you think I'm saying? So what is the conversation we have? Oh, sponsor, did you know that this person's platform offended God? I'm pretty sure there's not a leader around that don't know the platform offended God. But if you enjoy the other ones, is that platform, if you enjoy Susan Cricket, does Susan Cricket's platform offend God?
If they lie, they don't know it can be a liar.
Politics is about lying. So at the whole nature of it, you'll be hard pressed to find something God's giving. I make myself look good, I make people bad. There's no grammatical support.
Blog Talk, I think Blog Talk is trying to go ahead. Blog Talk.
Yes, my question was, perhaps a question, is not the fact of who's running and who you vote for, but it's who you speak on behalf of. So perhaps it's that Christians shouldn't give an endorsement for anything but Jesus. And so even if I have an opinion and I have a way I'm going to vote, I should not try to influence someone by making because obviously if you make that statement, you're making it to people to help them make their decision. And I think that maybe the issue is the arrogance of people to feel, you know, do what I do because I got it right and I'm a Christian. But rather, if it is what we think we should do, I don't think that we should have to give an endorsement. An endorsement is say, I am in agreement with this person. And unless that person is Jesus, they're going to always be flawed. But we give an endorsement. You know, this is perhaps the issue, is having authority and having an influence in other people's lives and then using that influence, I would say, without giving God honor. And since what we do is always to give glory to God, you know, is it that endorsement that needs shared or given publicized, you know, go public with it. You know, maybe that's up to you, tell your friends at home or whatever, I don't know. But just because who we vote for may not have anything to do with that, If someone says, we ask the Lord, and he say, vote for X, Y, and Z, and that person may be, oh, my goodness, you're kidding me. But God's got a plan, and that he is asking to be placed in the authority in that season. And so the endorsement, not so much the candidate themselves or what they're doing, really isn't not what we're judging. But what we should be judging is, do we have a right to influence people in any way that would not be in harmony with God? I guess that's it.
Oh, God.
That's it.
The leader is doing it. They're endorsing. They are speaking on behalf and encouraging other people to vote for.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that, Leah?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you did to it?
Daniel said, I'm not bowing down. Now, it got him in a
the lion's den, the three Hebrew boys addressed it. It got them in the fire, but they do. And I think the issue become is we do become easily compromised in so much that we turn the head in so much that we don't have a strong spiritual stand almost about anything, public or private. But I do think this, I think Overseer said something that was, you know, I think very key in my opinion. And Apostle KP said something I think is very opinion. Number one, Apostle said it so eloquent, it ain't even take discernment of spirit. It is out there, here I go, blah, 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 bam. And I think Apostle said it, I mean, Overseer said it too, it was public. It was the same situation with Paul. Paul said, now that you have publicly disgraced me, now you want to kind of put me away privately after you did beat me, put me in jail, and then all of that, and Christ got me out. Holy Spirit, let's say, got him out. Now you want to kind of put it away privately. So I think that those two key factors play a part within us as Christians. Because when John addressed it, it wasn't really an issue of church. It was an issue of a state. It was the king who was doing it. And John just addressed it. You know what I mean? He had that stand. It was the new kingdom. So he had that stand, and he addressed it directly. And, of course, you know, we know the story. They executed it, you know, worked it out when he got his head lost. But as a voice for that season, John the Baptist was a voice for that season, as a trailblazer for that season. For whatever reason, he felt led to publicly announce as well. So,
scripture, I don't know the scripture, but in NIV it says, two opinion one, Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? The Lord is God, follow him. That it fails is God followed him, but the people say it's not. I don't know what the passion of the voice says, but would that relate to, I believe,
that God? I like that.
And accountable to our Lord's faith. And you spoke about the Hebrew boys and that they were cooking the fire first. And those Daniel didn't see, I mean, their eyes there, their mouths are closed. So when you stand up for them, the rightful thing, God will rise. And wherever they are being attacked, it's the
righteousness. Right.
Amen.
I just want to make sure I understand correctly. Okay, it is the appointment of this power that the leaders that are standing with candidates who
ABC, DFG.
Exactly. I don't really think they're like, no, you're the married to a woman.
Right.
So it is the apparent power that we address bishop, pastor, and apostle.
I think the key to that, the key to that yes or no, look. No, the key to that yes or no is they under you. Do you address it? If everyone of this college, if that leader is under me, boom, 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 boom.
That laboring for Christ, eyes on an ecumenical network, addresses the most important people.
We send our representation, Apostle KP, to go and address it. Look, she said, yeah. She was ready to. She said, yeah, I know. Send me. I think that right there, I think I think that if we kind of, if we look at, so I'm just going to make it personal since you made it personal. No. I didn't say no. You said A-E-N. You said us. So I said, I think that we, when we put it that way, then I believe that that is part of what we declare. Let's say what we declare. That's just another level of maturity, I think, for us. So that is that maturation piece, which may be hard, which is difficult. Anybody growing up and mature knows that that's a difficult place. It's an uncomfortable place. So I think that that then becomes a challenge, or I'll use overseer word, that's that holy obedience, even to the cross, even to the point that it suffers. It hurts us to have to there you go, what she said. I think that it does. It makes it tough. I've seen in early days of Laban for Christ, our apostle do some very tough things. I don't know how she did them, but I would have never gave a person who was a witch a piece of paper and told them they was uncomfortable when they couldn't be here. But she did. So I think, yes, I think that then becomes that maturation piece for us. And it's good to have the right people in place who don't mind walking. So thank you, Apostle Casey.
That's why they quit.
What?
I mean,
you got to find it. Oh, you can't.
You openly endorse it in person and clearly in the Bible because it's not acceptable, and we just need to know, you know, from your stance, what's your reasoning behind it. And if you think,
I agree with their platform. I believe the change that they want to bring to the city. Mm-hmm. And when I compare the two platforms and the agendas of the candidates, this particular candidate's agenda will propel the city to a greater place.
And that's all good and well. But what is it going to do as far as the body of Christ? Mm-hmm. But you as a leader...
I personally don't endorse same-sex marriages or relationships. However, these are two individuals that are running, and they both have the same issue. One is just public with it.
She said, be ready for an answer.
That show, which I don't think that I can sound to totally be. We're looking at what you represented as far as the AEM. We're looking at what you're representing as far as that is concerned by endorsing them. You're sending mixed signals and saying.
What mixed signal am I sending? I'm not endorsing her lifestyle. I'm endorsing the agenda to move the city forward.
Okay, and how are you letting the people know that you're not endorsing her lifestyle while you're endorsing her? What's your separation between the two?
As I have the opportunity to speak on my side, her behalf, I am very clear as to what I am supporting. I believe her platform to lower taxes. I believe her platform to work on her crime retention rate, and everybody that votes to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes has a hidden agenda. It needs to be checked too, but that's a separate conversation.
But what? How
are the leaders in the church?
Well, now I can respond
Blog Talk.
What do you say? We got to go.
Okay. And you said that you support her platform, and that what you and her are private, that you're sharing with her that you don't believe in same sex, whatever, whatever. But what did you say to that, to the Christian, to the babe in Christ, who are looking at you, and all they see is that you're endorsing somebody that's a lesbian?
I think you're a narrow-minded individual who can't see beyond her sexual preference and will miss her entire platform because she's married to
a
woman.
But if she was, if she's a sinner, you said it. We've already took a stand in our conversation previously that if they're a sinner, then I shouldn't, you know, I should think about it now because the Bible says don't become unequal yoke. So when I consider voting for somebody who is a sinner, then you're telling me to vote for somebody who is practicing sin, and you're standing there endorsing them, and I understand about our agenda. We don't feel like nobody else, you know, I should have that same agenda. To me, you're still sending a mixed signal. You're sending a signal picture.
And by endorsing the other candidate who supports abortion, what's the difference?
I think the whole issue,
this situation is worth discussing. Yes, because of the fact that we do have one, and they are looking at this and it's sending a mixed signal. I don't know about, you know, what the other personal issues. I'm talking about the fact that you are supporting somebody that's clearly a lesbian, has said that they're a lesbian, and what signal you're sending from that arena and that arena alone.
Well, my support, because I believe that every person has a responsibility to vote. I believe that they both are standing, they both represent something that is contradictory to scripture, and with that in mind, my position on same-sex marriage is clear. It's in my articles and corporation. My viewpoint on it is clear. I've looked beyond that to the platform, and as I stand here supporting. And let me just give this disclaimer. Okay, good. So as I stand here supporting Kim, my support is for her platform and not for her person. And as I say, come out and to the polls and vote, I believe that we have a responsibility to vote. And so I want to encourage or those that I have a sphere of influence over to vote. And so, therefore, as a result, when we look at our options, it is my opinion, for the purpose of this conversation, that this is the better option out of the two, and that in a city that I pay taxes in and et cetera, that this person, I believe, will take us where we need to go. And I think from a scriptural position that the Lord has in time used that which is evil and wicked to get his agenda across. So far be it from me to discount because I've judged her lifestyle to say God can't use her because Kim is married to Kim. I don't know. Okay. So God, you know, he used the wicked. And we voted, somebody talked about the anointing flowing down. We voted wicked in the office when we voted Trump. I don't know what we thought was going to follow. So I believe that God can be using this scenario to cause Christians to raise the awareness of Christians to come forward, to take a stand. But there have, out of, you know, when we look at all of these candidates, there wasn't a believer whose agenda we could endorse. As a people, we're in this place because we divided the vote.
I appreciate, you know, our sitting down and having this dialogue.
And I appreciate you coming to me.
As the presidium of the AEN, I would really like for us, you know, for us to address it if we need be at our next AEN meeting so that people understand while they're giving me all the phone calls that you don't endorse lesbianism and just saying what you said to say. So that we just bring some quietness to the matter and we can move forward. Would you be willing to do that?
It's in my legal documents that are available for anybody to view. And it needs an answer needs to be given about my personal stance on the subject. I have no problem doing that as long as every other leader within the Reformation takes their position as well for the candidates that they have endorsed, had in their pulpit, and taken their money and falsely prophesied to them that you're going to win. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, you got this election, you're going to win. Matter of fact, I will not only endorse you, I'll anoint you and consecrate you. If we end this in prayer, my personal prayer belief is that we have to end it in Jesus' name. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I didn't.
Blog Talk, you can't speak now. Yes, there are other people on Blog Talk, and I wanted to give them opportunity. Put your phones on the off mute, and they will have opportunity to share.
So if they're going to share, go ahead. We're going to put you guys all on mute so we can hear you clearly as well. You'll hear our background.
Okay. So go ahead, Blog Talk. You have opportunity. Okay. No one wants to say anything. All righty then.
Well, good conversation. Thank you. I do want to end with this. Pastor Lively brought up a good point, too, because we just kind of making it, you know, we brought it home. Her point was because we've made a stand as a church who dresses sexual relational healing, could people target or be drawn to us because of our stand and will have an expectation for us as a ministry church or whatever to have an opinion or to address.
Yes, they do clearly.
Okay.
And they want us to put out a formal statement saying we do not endorse same-sex relationships, and therefore, as a result of us not endorsing same-sex relationships, we do not endorse
ABC.
However, Labor for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network won't put out that kind of statement. I don't endorse no candidate. I say, if the righteous would rise up and obey God, the wicked would be in office.
Amen. And on that note,
so that's the whole thing, right? That's the point.
God and that has not yielded to the governmental anointing on their life to move forward. You've left us no alternative in your complacency and your disobedience.
Amen. Bam. Drop the mic. Pastor Bethel, why don't you close us out?
Holy Father.
In Jesus' name.
So, God, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, God. We thank you, God, for your wisdom, for your direction, for Holy Spirit guidance, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for just making your presence and your power manifested, oh, Lord God, in the earth realm, oh, Father God. We thank you, God, that we now have a better understanding and enlightening in you, oh, Father, what you will have us to do. We pray, God, for godly, holy, obedience in what you have placed in our hands and on our life, oh, God, that we will be obedient to the call and to the move of you, oh, God, that we will no longer be complacent, oh, God. We will no longer love, oh, Father, God. So we will do that which you have sent us in this earth to do and fulfill it, oh, Father, God. We thank you, God, for your power, for your majesty,
yes,
for your splendor, for your perfectness, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. We honor you, oh, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, yes, oh, Lord God.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Blog Talk family, and those who have participated in the room. Good conversation, and we look forward to hearing from you on next week. Enjoy the ministry and the mandate and the love of the Holy Spirit.
Good night. Good night.